show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
We're never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one.
Well, this is a record. So we put out every morning this week, and never gonna get one on, a conversation we want to have with a really small niche kind of subcategory. And this morning, just after six, we said we want to talk to someone from a cult. We're going to give the deadline of 8:30. We want to talk to someone who's been part of a cult. We didn't need that long.
Smashed it.
By
an hour and 45 minutes. A woman named Claire has called us up. Now, Claire lives in Queensland now, obviously, but she used to live down south and was part of a cult called Little Pebbles, I believe. And she's on the phone right now. Claire, thank you so much for calling us.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm really happy to be here.
We're really keen to hear your story. So, like Gabby said, we put it out there and you responded, Claire, this is you. How did your experience in a cult begin?
After I got married, so I was 18 and a half when I got married, my then husband, I discovered to my dismay that he believed in end of world theories. So I got married in 1988 and the world was supposed to be ending in the year 2000.
Right.
Now, my now ex-husband, he had come from a European background where the Catholic Church is the centre of the village and everything revolves around Catholicism. And he had this romantic notion of living like that here in Australia. And that's how he found... it was actually a cult. We did live all together on a property that was surrounded by barbed wire fences and padlock gates. Yeah. So there are these communities, in inverted commas, still here. Like the one that I was in Nowra on the south coast of New South Wales, that is still there. There's a couple in Victoria, one in South Australia. There's one in America, a couple in Canada, a couple in Germany, and there was one in Ireland.
So what's the rules when it comes to this one when you were in that, and how did you get out?
Well, basically the rules to that one was, that was a bit more sinister because he was trying to create a new religious order whereby everybody is taking vows of poverty, chastity and obedience. Yeah, exactly. So we all had to live on the same property, and it was all about we used to eat lunch and dinner together. So there was 180 of us each eating lunch and dinner together. We had to attend mass and prayers three times a day. The women had to help in the garden because he was working towards self-sufficiency. Mm. We had to do a menu plan, prepare, bake, and serve and clean up after the two meals a day. That was in addition to looking after your own family and everything else. And we had to ask permission to go out to go shopping. There were restrictions on what we could wear. And this was heavily, heavily... We lived, like, basically, in the 10 years that I was there, I worked out that we were basically preparing for the end of the world, like literal end of the world, every 6 months.
Wow. So fast forward now to your, I guess, realization and your escape. How did you get out, Claire?
It was actually when I was pregnant with my youngest child. I was 6 months pregnant with my youngest child, and I was still very much in, like, strictly Catholicism in my own head. And the Little Pebble was doing things against the rules of the Catholic Church. And so I basically challenged him on that. And he didn't like it. And because he was paying the mortgage on the house that we were living in, that brought about a mortgage repossession. So I had the sheriff show up on my doorstep one day and say, ma'am, you have 12 days to leave. And I'm like, oh, my God, thank you.
Obviously, that was a blessing in disguise to get evicted
Yes.
What a learning curve for you. That is just something that I couldn't even comprehend. So thank you so much for sharing your story.
I couldn't comprehend getting such a fantastic caller when we sort of floated this idea this morning. But we got one on, a member of a cult. Claire, your story is a phenomenal one. We could just talk all day about it. But thank you for sharing, I guess, your experiences with us this morning. Big love. Much appreciated. Yeah. The Hit Breakfast Show.